Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know that there was a lot presented during the Seeker Review presentation earlier today, but just what were some of your presiding thoughts from what you saw from the presenters that were displaying and giving some of the information on what they found out with the new stadium proposal?
Well, I was very impressed with the Seeker position that they took. It was a negative declaration, which is fine because actually that site's pretty clean. So it moves the process along quite a bit. My concern was some of the things were brought up, for instance, traffic, sidewalks, and traffic of commercial vehicles taking product in and out of the stadium for construction purposes. That's going to impact the roads, the quality of the roads over a period of months, and also the residents that are in the area. Something else that was brought up that I was really impressed with is we're going to have regular grass field. And one of the things that was brought up was that it's going to be a heated field so the grass can grow year-round. Having said that, they said that it would be powered by a boiler system, which is fed by natural gas. And my question was to them, that being the case, what about the position of the state of New York trying to go all electric with heating systems? And they said, well, it's been talked over with the state. And by the way, the state owns that stadium, not us, but the state owns it. And I guess they're going to give a pass to the stadium to be able to build that with a boiler system in it, which, you know, was kind of interesting. But I think all in all, I think they did a pretty good job. The attorneys, Phil Blytel, and the contractors did a great job in the Seeker. I didn't see anything flawed in that process. In fact, I was quite impressed with some of the good things that came up about stormwater, water quality issues as far as providing water systems into the neighborhood when the game is on. They don't lose pressure and things like that. So it was a pretty good presentation. I'd been to a couple of those meetings previous to the meeting today, so I had a pretty good handle on it. But the thing that struck me about this whole process was that as large as the commitment this is of state and county dollars, and Pagula's too, probably about $1.6 billion when it's all done, the lack of public participation from the residents of Erie County. They showed up at a couple of these meetings, maybe 30 or 40 people. But generally speaking, and maybe it's because the Bills are winning, I don't know. But the bottom line is, it was a smooth process, much smoother than I thought it would be. So in that case, you know, I'm happy that it happened. I think they did their homework. I think we got a great project. And we need the Bills here in Western New York. They're part of the fabric of the community, just like our school systems, our culturals, our fresh water supplies, our labor force. Bills are part of that fabric, so I'm real happy with the results that happened today.
I'm sure you had a lot of questions coming into this, but I know that the one thing that they did mention was they wanted to make sure that everything was clear and concise for you, for the public, for everyone, just to know what exactly is laid out on the table here. Now with everything going into this final process where we could see a vote at least on the Seeker process going forward, just have all the questions been answered for you after today?
My questions have been answered. I think the majority of the legislators have been, because they didn't say an awful lot about this either. So it's overwhelming, the piles of books here, pages and pages of study. That's pretty impressive. And the answers they give in the presentation in general is, I think, A+.
I know that Legislator Lurigo, towards the end of the meeting, was asking about a hopeful final deal that could be presented by the end of the year. And I know you're part of the process in terms of some of the other negotiations that need to be finalized before this final process can be dealt. Are you optimistic that maybe there's a potential chance that by December 31st we could see something on the table in terms of a finalized stadium deal that can be voted on?
I think so. The holidays get in the way of this, obviously, so the timeline is such, but I'd rather take a little more time to get it right. But I think everybody expressed their issues today and seemed to be in you know, together on the results and moving forward. I would anticipate something maybe happening before the first of the year.
I know you can't necessarily go into specific detail, but just where would you say the status of those discussions overall are with you, with Legislator Baskin and Legislator Myers as well, and involved with also Mark Poloncarz, I'm sure.
I think those discussions are headed in the right direction. I got a kind of gag order on it, so I can't really talk too much about it, but I'm very optimistic about it.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, go Bills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.